Welcome back on the XM Pregame Show. I'm Mike Farron, and as always, we like to find ways to help you, well, I don't want to say waste your time, but spend your free time when you're not actually listening to baseball. And, you know, as my girlfriend can attest to, Erica will tell you that my life revolves around baseball. So when I was handed a copy of Out of the Park Baseball, I had to do a lot of research, and Steve Battisti is here to try and help explain to me why I should spend the vast majority of my life playing this game. Steve, thank you very much for taking the time. You're with OOTP Developments, I believe, is the website that you guys do. And talk to us a little bit about what Outside of the Park Baseball is, because it seems to be pretty darn cool.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me on. Out of the Park Baseball is basically a baseball management simulation game. And it's the sort of thing, if you are a baseball geek, you should actually avoid it at all costs, because it's really going to suck you in for the next, 6 months of your life.
I'm in trouble.
And the thing we like about this game is obviously a lot of your fans are probably fantasy baseball players.
Right.
When you play fantasy baseball, you've got a little bit of control over what's going on. You pick a few players, maybe you trade with some of your buddies to get a better team and so forth. But by and large, you're not really anywhere near the real experience of being a GM. And face it, that's what being a fan is all about. You're going to sit there and watch your team and say, oh, God, I can't believe he's still on the team. They have to trade him. They got to bench him. They got to send Brett Myers to the bullpen, whatever it is that floats your boat when you're watching baseball. And Out of the Park Baseball is really a management simulation that puts you in that driver's seat and lets you make all those decisions about your baseball team, whichever team you wish to create. And you can do the trading, you can do the drafting, you can manage the games by yourself, pitch by pitch. It's kind of an option for every person who's a big baseball fan.
One of the things that people who have played the game, and Jordan Greenberg, who's one of our outstanding producers here, was the one who kind of hit me to this. He said, listen, you can even designate people for assignment in this game. And I got to tell you, as somebody who is a fan of the management side of it, like, I love that, the whole idea of team construction, and that's one of the reasons why I don't play fantasy, is because I can't get enough of it out of. I've been waiting for a game like that to come along, and I know OOTP, just from reading about it, it's been around for about 10 years, but where did the idea kind of stem from? I mean, was it from not getting enough out of simulation games early on, or was it just fantasy baseball is just not filling the needs that we really have?
Well, it's actually a pretty interesting story, and I really think that the game, this is its ninth full iteration,
mm-hmm.
I think this game came about really before fantasy baseball hit the scene in a big way.
Right.
And it's an interesting story because the gentleman who created the game, his name is Markus Heinzohn, and he's actually German. And he's German, grew up in Germany, lived in Germany, and just happened to be a baseball fan. He lives in a small town in the northern part of Germany where there's precisely one baseball field.
Huh.
And none of the, everyone grows up there playing soccer.
Right.
So it's kind of interesting that someone like that would fall in love with baseball, and he then coded this game, the kind of the stereotypical developer building it in his basement, and he released it, I guess around 10 years ago, and it started to catch on with the baseball community. And here we are, almost 10 years later, and it's really morphed into an incredibly complex and customizable gaming experience. And all the while, really, coming from this very European background.
Okay, the game is intense enough that you've got historical options, you've got fictional options. You can start seasons from like 1876 to the present, right? And use it either in a historical context or just basically make up leagues with made up players.
Right, that's true. I mean, for example, if you want to play the 1968 Red Sox, you can start a league starting in 1968, and when you start up that game, the game's going to have all the historical records, so you're going to know who was the all-time home run leader in 1968,
mm-hmm.
and you can take the Red Sox, you can trade Yaz away, whatever you want to do, you can handle it in that historical mode. The game also comes with, the 2008 opening day rosters, so of course, you can play with your modern-day favorite team. But what actually a lot of people enjoy doing is you can create a fully fictional league. So if you want to create a league on your own, a whole baseball universe based on teams made out of places in Michigan, for example, you can do that. And the cool thing about all this is the game engine is so robust that it really generates fantastically robust statistics for all of this stuff. I was just playing a console game, which shall remain unnamed, and I was playing with that, and, you know, 10 games into the season, David Ortiz had 26 home runs. So, you know, a lot of these baseball games that are on the market don't really have realistic statistical engines, whereas out-of-the-park baseball, you really can't get a more realistic simulation experience than this, and it's really consistent to what you'd expect in a baseball game.
Have you been, just personally been a kind of a sports baseball gamer over the years?
I have been on and off, but it's funny. I grew up as, I played Little League like a lot of kids, and I've been a casual baseball fan for a long time, but I was never really a heavy-duty stats geek, and I never, like, things like OBP, you know, on-base percentage, I didn't even know about that until after I got involved with OTP. And, you know, OTP includes statistics like that, and, of course, you know, all the basic stuff, home runs and all that, but also some of the more, sabermetric stats. You know, there's things in there like VORP, you know, value over replacement player and all that. Well, but I knew nothing about this stuff before.
That's going to be great that now you can come home and at the dinner table start talking about VORP with the family. Yeah, I'm sure they look
really
at you like you're from Mars. But we're talking with Steve Battisti from Outside of the Park Baseball. I've been looking for something like this. There's just from looking at what the gameplay is like, it reminds me of two games that I played when I was growing up. There was one that was called Radio Baseball, which was exactly what it sounds like. There was like no animation to it whatsoever. It was basically you just got like a text printout of what happened in the game, but it had great historical players in it. And then there was another one that was the Earl Weaver Baseball series, which is Earl Weaver Baseball 2 was the one that I really loved, where you could do all the things that you do in OOTP. You could design ballparks in that one, but you could make your team's uniforms, you could design the logos, and you could have complete control over it. And I really feel like, in a lot of respects, and kind of understandably, because I think most games are kind of designed to be more action intensive, but that's kind of been lost over the years, and I'm glad to see that there's a game that allows me to embrace my inner nerd and be able to try and generate a franchise from scratch or have some sort of fantasy draft within it that I can, try and see exactly how good I am as a general manager, because I'll tell you, I think I'm great.
Right, and OTP is, that's precisely the sweet spot for OTP. All that customization capability is in there. We have members on our community forums that create amazing logos for fictitious teams that people have created. And where we think the artificial intelligence of the game is really robust, at the same time, one thing that OOTP offers that's, something that no fantasy baseballer can really replace is online leagues. Now, so you can get into an online league for OOTP, and you're competing then against a whole bunch of other human beings. And, of course, no matter how well we program the computers, there's nothing like competing against other human beings to, build the best baseball team.
Steve, hip everybody to where the website is so that if they want to pick it up, because it's available for both PC and Mac, correct?
Sure, yeah, and the website is OOTP Developments. It's www.ootpdevelopments, all one word, and that's OOTP stands for Out of the Park. Mm-hmm. That's the name of the company, so ootpdevelopments.com.
Make sure you go and check it out. Pick yourself up a copy. Thank you for giving me an obsession for the second half of the baseball season, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, listen, thanks very much for your time.
No problem. Steve Battisti from Out of the Park Baseball. Go to OOTP Developments to go download a copy for yourself. We'll wrap up the XM pregame show after this here on XM Radio.